There's plenty of mystique tied to chocolate. Throughout the centuries, it's been thought of as an aphrodisiac and even a health elixir. In recent years, scientists have been studying how antioxidant compounds in chocolate may influence heart health. And now the FDA has some new guidance. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us now to discuss. Hi, Allison.
Good morning, Layla.
Good morning. We tend to think of chocolate as candy, but it's not like a Hershey bar comes off the tree.
Yeah, what we call chocolate comes from the tropical cacao tree, also known as Theobroma cacao, which translates in ancient Greek as food of the gods. And that's really what chocolate was going back centuries. Mayan aristocrats consumed lots of it and were even buried with it. I spoke to this guy, Nat Bletter. He's an ethnobotanist who has studied cocoa and points to a bunch of compounds in it, including stimulants like caffeine and theobromine. He says, just like for all of us today, cocoa probably gave these early adopters in Mesoamerica some energy, gave them a lift, made them feel good.
We don't have exact written records of what the Maya thought cacao and chocolate was really good for, but it's clear that it was very highly valued and helped people get into the afterlife and survive in the afterlife.
So that's the mythology around it, Layla. But what has become a serious scientific pursuit is exactly how cocoa and chocolate may influence our cardiovascular systems.
Cardiovascular systems, this is something about dark chocolate being healthy. That's what you hear people say. What exactly have scientists found out?
So they have focused in on bioactive compounds in cocoa called flavonoids or polyphenols. These are antioxidants with anti-inflammatory properties, and there's long been hints that at high concentrations, these compounds may help protect against disease. I spoke to Dr. Joanne Manson of Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard School of Public Health. She is one of the authors of a recent study where they recruited a whole bunch of adults, about 20,000 of them aged 60 and older, who agreed to consume a lot of cocoa flavanols, or placebo, for several years to try to figure out how it may influence the risk of heart disease. Now, I spoke to her when she was on her way to a meeting.
We did see promising signals for prevention of cardiovascular disease events. So we actually saw a 27% reduction of cardiovascular death.
Hey, I mean, that's a big reduction. Is this what does this mean?
I should point out some people in the study still had heart attacks, but the researchers did see this decrease in deaths. Now, what they think happens is that the bioactive compounds in cocoa help the body produce more nitric oxide, which promotes increased blood flow by expanding or dilating blood vessels. Now, Dr. Manson says they want to do a follow-up to see if they can replicate these findings, but she says we should not think of chocolate as a health food.
Okay, why not? Because that's what I want.
Well, there's a hitch to that study. The people in that study were not eating chocolate bars. They were taking capsules, two per day, that were filled with high concentrations of flavanols extracted from cocoa.
Okay, so what is a capsule that's not chocolate that's made with cocoa?
Well, extracts of cocoa flavanols don't really taste like chocolate, not what we're used to, more like cocoa powder that bakers use. You want to give it a try?
I actually just straight cocoa powder. Okay.
Here you go.
Okay, this is not what I was expecting when you said I could eat chocolate during this conversation.
You're disappointed, I can tell.
This is just powder in a cup, but I will taste it. Okay, that is not delicious.
Yeah, without the sugar, the fat. Doesn't taste so good, right?
No, and I love chocolate, so where does this leave us, the chocolate-loving public? Is regular chocolate healthy? Is it not healthy?
You know, it's a bit tricky to answer that question as a yes-no. The FDA has just weighed in on a long-time petition. A big cocoa manufacturer asked the FDA if it could use a health claim on its cocoa powder products that contain high amounts of these flavanols. And the FDA has now agreed to claims like this one. It says cocoa flavanols and high flavanol cocoa powder may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, but the FDA has concluded that there is very limited scientific evidence for this claim.
Doesn't sound like a resounding endorsement of its health benefits.
I asked one nutrition scientist, Christopher Gardner at Stanford, what he makes of this health claim.
How is a consumer going to interpret that? How is that helpful?
He says it's totally confusing.
Yeah, I mean, the FDA, what's it saying? Maybe?
More or less. I mean, the FDA reviewed a whole bunch of studies evaluating cocoa flavanols, chocolate, and heart health. And Christopher Gardner says he agrees with the FDA's conclusion, which is that some studies point to benefits, others don't. It's inconclusive. So Gardner says when he's asked, is dark chocolate healthy? His response is this.
Are you going to have a jelly bean or are you going to have this square of dark chocolate? If that's my choice, jelly beans or dark chocolate, can I come up with a rational preference? Yep, dark chocolate. How come? Oh, the flavanols, because the jelly beans basically just sugar.
So he says for him, the point of eating chocolate is to savor it, not to focus too much on whether it's a health food.
People need to have some fun and enjoy it. That's what it's for.
Especially this week.
Yep, Valentine's Day. A lot of people are going to celebrate with chocolate.
Yep, and Nat Bletcher, the ethnobotanist, who also runs a small chocolate business in Hawaii called Madre Chocolates, he likes to walk people through how to get the most out of every bite using all of their senses.
You can smell it before you put it in your mouth. You can even listen to your chocolate. And when you break it, does it have a good snap? And let it melt on your tongue and see if you can get all the different flavors.
Just like wine, chocolate can have a lot of these unique and interesting flavors.
Listen to your chocolate. I think I'll start doing that. NPR's Allison Aubrey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Layla.